CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And normally you'd be tuned in to Sam Squench's Hideaway, but Anita is away this week, and I'll be covering until 8 p.m. tonight. So if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And once again, I'm your host, P-Bone. Starting off the program tonight, we heard something from the film composer, Max Richter. A couple tracks from his 24 Postcards and Full Color album. Came out, I think, in 2009, out on Fat Cat Records. And you've heard a track off of that. And let me just get through it. It was actually a couple of tracks that you heard. But just definitely check out the full album. It's called 24 Postcards in Full Color. So we're going to keep going with some more drone-y experimental stuff. And you're going to hear something from a local artist. New stuff into the station from a group called Connecticut. New album called Small Town by the Sea, and you can hear a track called Bird Internet. Check out more info about the label at agoo.com, which is AAGOO.com. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Connecticut. Thank you.
CITR is proud to sponsor Seattle's own The Horde and the Harem in a co-headliner with local favorites, the Ruffle Feathers, at the Cobalt on Thursday, May 15. Tickets available at Zulu, Neptune, High Life, and Red Cat Records, as well as Northern Tickets for $8 plus service charge, $12 at the door. For more band information, visit www.theruffledfeathers.com. Doors at 9. See you there.
We be,
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Normally, you'd be listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita, but she's away this week, and I'm your host filling in. And once again, my name is P-Bone. What you just heard was something from a local artist, goes under the name Connecticut, and it was released out on Agu Records. You heard a track off the brand new album called Small Town by the Sea. You heard the opening track called Bird Internet. And if you want to hear anything tonight, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca, and you can check out all the podcasts and playlists and the current schedule. And if you're a UBC student looking for something to do in the summer, definitely volunteer at the station. There's lots of stuff you can do here. You can get your own radio show, or you can help out in other ways. You can review music and poster shows around town, table, all kinds of different stuff. So definitely check out CITR.ca or just drop in at the station. So we're going to keep going with some more slower, drone-y music. And you can hear something from Eastern Canada, and an artist named Barzin, who's based out of, I do believe, Ottawa, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, from Barzin, you can hear a track off a new release that we just got in here into the station. New CD called To Live Alone in That Long Summer. And you can hear a track off of that called You Were Made of All of This. And then after that, something from a drone artist named Richard Youngs. Pretty prolific and has put out quite a few artists or releases out, some of which have been on the Jag Jaguar label. But from Richard Youngs, you can hear a track off an album called Cora the Brave. And you'll hear a track called Forever Hills of Every Day. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Barzin.
Someone takes you by the hand, leads you to a room, and you go, but you don't know why that is. It's the night of the summer in bloom, maybe to remember something. You slip away into yourself. Nobody knows where you go. You tell yourself you are made. Thank you.
yourself, you were made. You were made for all of this. We take the joy. Oh,
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McQueen! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And if you're tuning in for Sam Squench's Hideaway, she's away this week. Anita will be back next week, I do believe. We might be doing this alternating thing for a little while until we get back on track. What you just heard was a really long and droney track from Richard Youngs. He's based out of Cambridge, and you heard a track called Forever Hills of Every Day, and it's out on a 2012 album called Core to the Brave. And that one came out on the Root Strata record label. A very cool experimental label. A lot of his stuff comes out on the Jaguar label, but he does have a few offshoot releases that are definitely worth checking out. So we're going to keep going with some more singer-songwriter type stuff in this next set. And you're going to hear something from a Drag City release called 200 Years. And this is a really cool project done by Ben Chasney of Six Organs of Admittance, and is teaming up with a girl from Magic Markers. Her name is Elisa Ambrosio, I do believe. And I think they've both put out stuff on Drag City Records, so that explains the collaboration. From 200 Years, you can hear the opening track called Wild White. And this is actually a lot of the tracks I'm playing tonight are stuff that I picked up on Record Store Day. I just never got around to playing them until now. So one of the many releases I picked up on that day. After 200 years, you can hear something from local artists, Lightning Dust. And then I guess we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from 200 years.
Sing something better in me. what's in your smile, always running wild. We'll finally break. It's a force, lost control, then was handed to me. You thought I'd fallen carelessly, where I'd always be. Well, own up to fall through, make no mistakes soon. And I know I read into what I thought I knew. Start to recognize that it sung like a bird, but with the words you've always heard. But on the other side is a road that catches a song. Free to let it.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Lightning Dust, a local artist, side project of Black Mountain, as you know, from their new album called Fantasy. Your track called Mirror. Well, not so new, maybe fairly recently, but still new into the station. At the top of that set was something from 200 Years off of Drag City Records. It was a self-titled album, and you heard the opening track called Wild White. That's featuring a side project of Ben Chesney of Six Organs of Admittance, as well as an artist from Magic Markers. Her name is Eliza Ambrosio. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And normally Sam Squanch's Hideaway would be in this time slot, but I'm filling in this evening, and Anita will be back next week. If you want to hear anything tonight, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And up next, you can hear something from a artist, newer thing into the station, and it's an artist named Slates. And they have a track, or a new album called Taiga. It's been getting quite a bit of play. But you can hear a track called Molina Blues. And if you check out the lyrics on this track, there's a whole bunch of references to a lot of Jason Molina songs, obviously a tribute song to him, featuring a lot of kind of references to lyrics that Jason has done, like North Star Blues, Long Dark Blues, and just all kinds of lyrics that he's painted a lot of his songs with. From the new Slates album, this track is called Molina Blues. We'll be right back.
From June 18th to the 22nd, it's the 8th annual Sled Island Festival, featuring over 250 bands, films, artists, and comedians spread across 30-plus venues concentrated in the downtown core and surrounding areas of Calgary, Alberta. Featuring bands such as St. Vincent, Dan Deacon, Killer Mike, Rennie Wilson, and so much more. Passes are on sale now. For tickets and more information, go to sledisland.com.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to it. We're back. You're listening to CITR. Sorry, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard is something from Free Love Fenner and a track taken off the Do Not Affect a Breezy Man album. You heard a track called Mary. The very top of that set was Slates with a track called Molina Blues. That's obviously a tribute song to the late Jason Molina. It's off the new album called Taiga. And the show you're currently listening to is called Canada Post Rock. And you got about half an hour left on the program, and we'll try to cram in as much good music as we can. And we're going to go into another set of stuff that I picked up on this past record store day. I was able to pick up a pretty cool record from Sir Richard Bishop. He's one of the artists in Sun City Girls, and he's recently put out a lot of Pretty experimental, kind of East Indian sounding guitar music. But you're gonna hear a track off an album called Graviton Polarity Generator, and you'll hear a track called Leather Wings. And he did play here about over a year ago, I think. He was opening up for Ohm at the Media Club. Pretty cool show. Hopefully he made it out to that. After that, another release that I picked up on Record Store Day is something from Wet Hair. They're a group made up of members of Raccoon, and they're based out of Iowa City. From Wet Hair, you can hear a track off an album called Glass Fountain, and you'll hear a track called Mesmerized, and this is off the Not Fun record label. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sir Richard Bishop.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was a pretty out there track from Wet Hair. That was a track called Mesmerized off the Glass Fountain album out on Not Not Fun Records. And prior to that was something from Sir Richard Bishop, a track called Graviton Polarity Generator, or album called that. And you heard the track called Leather Wings. And as you know, Sir Richard Bishop, former member of Sun City Girls. And we got about 15 minutes left on the programming, on the program, I should say. And once again, this is Canada Post Rock, and usually Sam Squench's Hideaway is in this time slot, but she is away this week. So we'll keep going with some more music, and you can hear something from the new Austra EP called Habitat. You hear the title track of the album. And that's an EP that's going to be coming out later on this year, I do believe, in the next couple of weeks. Anyways, it's an EP to complement the Olympia album that came out recently. So you can hear something from the Habitat EP. After that, you can hear a side project of featuring Maya Postepsky, the percussionist of Austra, her album called Trust. And you can hear their second album, I do believe, called Joyland. You'll hear a track called Capital. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the new single from the new Austra EP.
Deep down. I can't find
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. So I'm going to leave you this evening with a couple of tracks, something from a group called Panther God. You can hear a track called Pixel Lord off the album called Golden Changes. Pretty interesting track. I wrote on a label called Outside Recordings, and I do believe it's a guy based out of Asheville, North Carolina. After Panther God, you can hear something. I'm going to close off with the evening with a track from Laurel Halo. Her latest album called Chance of Rain, and you'll hear the track called One Roy, and it's off the Hyperdub Records. So stay tuned for more great music and on CITR. Folk Oasis is up next until 10 p.m., so keep it locked on CITR. And don't forget to check out the website for the latest schedule and how to plan your week. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Panther God.
I'm gonna go get some more.